You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. So who is grafted in? In other words, the new covenant is with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. So who's grafted in? It's the Gentiles. If you're not blood Judah, blood Israel, most people don't even know that there's a difference. There's 12 tribes. The Jews are only one of the 12 tribes. If you are a Gentile, you have to be grafted into Israel, just like the mixed multitude that came out of Egypt with Israel into the wilderness. They were grafted in and became part of the tribes. So here's the main question. Did God replace Israel with the church? Because that's what the ministers, the religious teachers tell us. Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say to them, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and the tribe of Benjamin. See, Paul wasn't a Jew. He was a Benjaminite. Verse 2, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? So, here's Paul, the organizer, the teacher to the Gentiles. And the question comes up, has God cast away his people, the Jews? Absolutely not. And then he tells you his heritage, that he is a Benjaminite. God has not done this, but the leaders out there, they tell us he did. So how does a Gentile enter into the covenant? He must become an Israelite. Romans 11, 13. For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree are grafted in amongst them, and you become a partaker with them of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. So the tree is Israel. The Gentiles are grafted in to the tree, and they become part of the tree. Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and the severity of God on those who fell, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. So quit sinning. Otherwise, you will be cast off. And they also, if they do not continue in belief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to the cultivated olive tree. How much more are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? See, there's not a Jew, there's not a Gentile in the New Covenant. Galatians 3:28, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free, male or female, for you are all Christ. You are all part of Israel. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.